Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs highlighting research on the campus of the University of Texas here in El Paso to celebrate the 100th birthday of our institution. Today I'm talking with Professor Tom Boland. He's the Director of Biomedical Engineering Program. Tom, welcome.
Hi.
Tell us, what's your research focus?
We are researching in biomaterials in general. And specifically, you might have heard about 3D printing. And what we do is we use 3D printing, but instead of printing metals, ceramics, or polymers, we actually layer down cells and we generate tissues, or we try to generate tissues using a 3D printer.
When you do 3D printing, isn't there some energy involved in this? Doesn't the material tend to get hot? And how do cells cope with heat?
Right, that's part of the challenges we had to solve. But we've been doing this for about 10 years now. And initially it sounded crazy, you're right, but we figured out how to do it using specific printers and probably spent 6-7 years just figuring the basics out. You know, how can you squeeze cells through a nozzle without damaging them, or what happens to the cells, right, when they get through and so on. But now we've moved on from there, and we're actually now getting into layering thicker tissues, and they have their own challenges, obviously. So currently we are working on figuring out how to get blood into these tissues once they get thicker. That seems to be a big challenge. And so we have to print or design little channels that could act as vessels, basically, and see how they connect once their tissue gets implanted.
But you can't print on people, right? I mean, you print outside of the people, right. And then if you want to use it as a therapeutic skin graft or something like that, then you've got to put it onto a substrate on the patient.
That's what we do. However, there are other groups in the U.S. that actually propose to do it on people. In fact, at Wake Forest University, they have hired one of my former PhD students to start their own printing program over there, and they have funding from the Army to actually do this in a battlefield, where apparently they do. Eventually, we'll be able to print directly skin, for example, onto soldiers when they're injured.
And as a naive person, I would think that maybe printing, three-dimensional printing of a skin would be relatively simple compared to, say, three-dimensional creation of a kidney. Is this an ultimate goal, is to be able to really make organs?
Correct. That's the ultimate goal, would be to print organs, but we are far from there. However, we do have we started a company out of Utah, a startup company called Tevido, and that company is getting there. We're looking at women's health, so they're looking at breast cancer survivors and reconstructing of parts of the breast for women that had a mastectomy. And so here we are fairly close to maybe 2-3 years from getting into human trials, actually, with a small tissue yet, but we're getting there, yeah.
And so then implanting this, and then as time develops and the mouse continues to grow, you cannot distinguish eventually, I suppose, the implanted three-dimensional printed tissue, right, from the regular mouse tissue.
Yes. That's actually what we're looking at. That's our research. We're doing pretty basic research here, trying to figure out, okay, what happens to the cells that we print, the tissue we printed. Is this tissue rejected? Is this accepted by the mouse? You know, what are the issues that come up and so on?
Tom Boland, Director of Biomedical Engineering Program here on the campus. Thank you so much for being here at 100 at 100. Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
And my name is Keith Pannell.